So one of the first things I want to talk about is that in my work, I take a holistic approach to what I do. And holistic means that I address each individual as a complete system, meaning your physical, your mental, your emotional, and your spiritual, because we're all of those things we express in all of those channels. And those systems are all interrelated, even though it may seem sometimes that, you know, it's your emotion that's going, or sometimes it feels like it's just your body that's worn out. All of those systems affect each other. So that's why, you know, depending on what you're eating, your mind might not be clear. Or when your mind is not clear, you just can't seem to get your body going. So when things happen in our lives, when we're out of balance with anything in our life, your whole system is out of balance, even though it might register in one particular area or the other. And in order for you to make a change in your life and bring that balance back, you have to make the change so that it goes throughout your entire system. Your body needs to know what's going on, your mind, your emotion, and your spirit all need to be working together to restore that balance in your life. So of course, when it comes to our work and our personal life, there are many demands that we have to meet in all of those different areas, at home or in our marriage, our social life, all those kinds of things. And we live in a society that seems to put multitasking on a pedestal. But the reality is, you only have so much energy, so much time, so much attention, so much patience, so much effort that you can put into anything at any one time, at any given moment. And there's a limit then to where you can actually focus your energy. And holistically speaking, your limitation doesn't mean working to the point where you're physically exhausted, because in this society, that's what we do. You think your limit is when you drop down. That's not your limit, holistically speaking. Your limit is how far can you go without throwing everything out of balance. That's what you need to be aware of. So sometimes, you know, you want to give 200% in what you're doing. You don't have 200%. That's just the truth. And, you know, with work or your home life, sometimes work can be very demanding, so then you're spending a few extra hours here and less time at work, or less time at home, less time with your children, less time with your marriage. And you have to really learn how to understand where the limit needs to be or how late you can work. For example, I had a client who her boss would always ask her to work late when there was a big deal. So, I mean, these were very, you know, $40 million deals. But as it turns out, she was the only one in the office who was being asked to stay late. And so one day I asked her, I said, well, are the other people in the office saying no? And she's like, oh, yeah. And then she was like, at first, you know, she was a little hesitant. She's like, oh, you know, but they're such big deals. You know, he's making $40 million. And, oh, did I mention she wasn't getting paid for this extra time she was staying? I didn't say that, right? You know, these are big deals. $40 million are on the line. Oh, how much of that $40 million are you making? That was zero. So in terms of your limitations, you can't allow yourself to work to the point of exhaustion, because that would be the equivalent of, you know, let's say you're driving your car and obviously your gas is going to get low eventually, but you don't wait until you're in the middle of the highway driving and allow your gas to run out. And that's what we do a lot of the time. We don't really pay attention. How far can your body go before you need to eat again? Don't wait till you get hungry, because by the time you get hungry, your body is desperate now for energy. Don't wait till you get thirsty before you take a drink of water, because by the time you get thirsty, your body has gone several hours without the water that it needs. So now it's gotten out of balance. And you know, you can only live 3 or 4 days without water. So by the time you get thirsty, you're on the clock. Your body is telling you, I can't do this. So you have to be aware of that emotionally. If you have, let's say, a boss that drives you crazy, you know, a lot of us think that we're just kind of at the mercy of whatever's happening around us. And you can't allow yourself to be at the mercy of those people. You have only so much emotion before the rest of you starts to shut down as well, okay? Have you ever been so tired that you can't fall asleep? That's because, let's say you're in this car, you run out of gas in the middle of the highway. Not only do you need to get gas, now you have to get this invisible energy from somewhere, because now you have to go and get gas and bring it back to the car. Where are you getting this energy from? So that's the reason why you have these instances where you're so tired you can't fall asleep. Or you've slept the whole weekend and you're still tired, because you have to make this extra effort to regain the energy because you've gone past the point of exhaustion, whether it's mental, physical, emotional, or spiritual. And so one of the things that we're going to do today, we're going to look at how we use energy, and we're going to do a couple of exercises to regenerate ourselves. And I also want to do a very specific exercise to see how you personally need to balance your life.